Look, we're here, Captain. The land of victory.
Aye, I told you, Atlantis.
Yes, Captain, but it's more beautiful than you said.
Indeed, Atlantis. I hear the music playing. This is a land of joy and freedom.
Yes, and it's all because of faith in Christ. Right, Captain?
Aye, Atlantis. You can never get here by the flesh. Only in Christ can you come here.
And it's beautiful, Captain.
It's our possession in Christ, Atlantis. We have to walk by faith here. But it's all ours. And we get to walk in it now. Because it is time.
Cast off words, darkness.
Well, praise the Lord. Here we are again. It's another time, another day, another moment to believe God, to put on the whole armor of God, to sail the seven seas and wave the flag of victory because we are citizens of the land of victory. Hello, my name is Ed Gutfeld, and we are proclaiming the word of victory, and we thank God for it. We have a message. Oh, yeah. It is time. We have a message of victory, a message of hope, a message of faith, a timely broadcast in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. No matter what you're going through, maybe you're being tossed a little bit, and it feels like there's maybe some rain going on and some thunder clouds, and you're having to face some adversity right now. Well, I got some good news for you. It might be raining and storming, and possibly your boat might be being tossed about a little bit here and there, but I got some news for you. We've got some good news. We can say, peace, be still to that storm. Yes. And just like Jesus, that storm can be calmed just like that with the word of faith and our sword and shield because Jesus is Lord of the way I feel. Hallelujah. Hey, we talked about in our last broadcast, we talked about the land of victory that's available in Christ. And we're going to talk about occupying that land of victory in the name of Jesus. That's what we're going to focus on. But just before we get there, you can occupy your mind on the Word of God with 2 Core 10-4, our sponsor for this half hour. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Core 10-4. 2 Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
Hello, Mac.
Hello.
I'm the truth.
I'm a PC.
Where are you going for eternity?
I don't know. I suppose the great beyond where all paths lead. Where are you going?
I'm going to see Jesus. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also.
Oh, that sounds pretty narrow-minded.
Yeah, the path that leads there is a bit narrow, but it leads to life. Heaven's eternal and beautiful.
Well, me, I like wide gates, broad roads, you know, exploring cool shortcuts.
Be careful. That's the way to destruction.
At least I did it my way. Besides, who knows for sure anyway?
Hey, Mac. Jesus is the way. For sure.
Yeah, this is Ed Gutfeld. We're back again. It is time. Oh, it's time to strap on our armor of God and fight the good fight of faith and obtain the promises of God. We're talking about occupying the land of victory. You know, what God has given to us in Christ. You go back to the book of Exodus when God told Moses, he said, we're going to leave this land tonight. He said, everybody, you this is going to be the beginning of months. God, in fact, God was so certain about this. He said, I'm going to tell you all the things I'm going to do. We're going to start a new calendar. We're going to do everything different. And you're going to call this month this, and this is what you're going to do on this day. And this is the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to the children of the congregation of Israel, saying, the 10th day of this month, you shall take everyone a lamb according to the house of the fathers, a lamb for every house. And you know, they've never done this before. In fact, they haven't even done it yet. But he says, you're going to do this every year. What are we going to do? We're going to get a lamb. Oh, okay. And this is what I want you to do now. I want you to bring him into the house. I want you to keep him 3 days. And then I want you to slay the lamb. I want you to put the blood on the doorpost. I want you to eat the flesh for strength. Tonight, we're getting out of here. I want you to get dressed, get everybody inside the house. This is going to be the Lord's Passover. And I'm going to do something. God says, I'm going to show you how I get victory for you. I'm going to show you how you obtain this mighty thing of victory. And it's as if God would take and give us the title deed called victory. And this, in this title deed is, okay, you're going to go out. I'm going to heal your body. I'm going to provide for your needs. I'm going to clothe you. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. And it's all here in this document written in the blood of that lamb. But we know that that was a type and shadow of what was to come. It was going to be the blood of the lamb of God, the Lamb of Jesus. And so when he took them out of that place and they went on the other side of the Red Sea and God wrought for them a mighty victory, then he said, guess what? Now we're going to go to the promised land. And he goes, now come with me. And of course, it didn't happen quite the way God wanted it to. Instead of taking 6 weeks, it took 40 years. But when it came to the place where, you know, we're fast forwarding, and when it came to the place where now it's 40 years and the Lord says, okay, it's time now. It's time to go occupy the promised land. This is the land that God swore to Abraham that he was going to give him. And God told Abraham, I'm going to give this to your descendants. And so now it's time to go in and possess it. And God says, now I want you to do this. When you go into that land, I want you to meditate on my word day and night, because my promises are in my word. And you got to now occupy this piece of paper, this document that says it belongs to you, is my promise. Now you're going to go occupy it. Does it belong to you? Yes, it's written in the blood. And now you got to occupy it. Well, those of us that are in Christ, oh my goodness, the last will and testament of Jesus has been given to us. Oh, you got that right. The last will and testament of Jesus is written in the blood of the Lamb. And we have the document. It's called the New Testament. And it tells us that this land belongs to us, that the supply belongs to us, that we, praise God, have inherited a kingdom. Well, you can't see that kingdom. It's on the inside of us. It's invisible, but it manifests itself in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we are inheritors of this mighty land. And now we have to take possession of this land. And I just enjoy this. Maybe this is a different type of song for you, a different style before you. But when God was telling the people of Israel, I want you to go get that land, they sent 12 spies out. And you can read this in Numbers 13 and 14. They sent 12 spies out. And said, now God said, this is how you possess things. I give you something, and now you have to possess it. Amen. I give you the promise, now you have to possess it. And how do you possess it? By agreeing with what God says about it and going forward. In other words, God said, this is the land which I give you, Numbers 13:1. I give it to you. Now go bring me back a report. Now faith has to look not with your regular eyes, it has to look with your eyes of faith. The Bible tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How can you have evidence for something you can't see? It's written. It's in the document. With his stripes, you're healed. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's how we got saved. We believed the promise of God. Now we have to go possess it. So God gave those spies a chance to come back and agree with God. And 10 people brought back an evil report. They said, yes, there's grapes there. Yes, it's a land that flows with milk and honey, but there's inhabitants there, and we be not able. 2 people, Caleb and Joshua. And you know why they went in there? Because they had a different spirit. They hung around God. They followed God. They stayed close to God, and they got the Spirit of God on the inside of them. So they said, now we're looking at this situation with your heart, God, with your spirit, and we see that if you delight in us, according to Numbers 14, if you delight in us, we be able to go take that land. Let's go possess our promises. This is David Ingalls and a song that is so appropriate. Listen to the words, and I guarantee you, you will learn something so powerful. This is David Ingalls, Let Us Go Possess. Little country, but a lot of truth.
Caleb stilled the people before Moses. He said, let us go and occupy the land. Though giants we won't quake, they're just a piece of cake. The Lord has given us the upper hand. Let us go possess our every promise. We are well able to prevail. It's a land that surely flows with health and plenty, and with Jesus it's impossible to fail. Those among the 10 began to grumble. I guess that fear and doubt is all they knew. They said, in our own eyes we look just like grasshoppers. The sons of Anak saw us that way too. Let us go possess our every promise. We are well able to prevail. It's a land that surely flows with health and plenty, and with Jesus it's impossible to fail. That Caleb had another spirit. Joshua embraced the promise too. But those who keep on talking fear and doubting, they'll never walk in revelation true. Let us go possess our every promise. We are well able to prevail. It's a land that surely flows with milk and honey, and with Jesus it's impossible to fail. Let us go possess our every promise. We are well able to prevail. It's a land that surely flows with health and plenty, and with Jesus it's impossible to fail. And with Jesus, it's impossible to fail.
David Ingalls and Let Us Go Possess. Why is that so important? Well, when God sent out the 12 spies, he told them to bring back a report. And that report is very much akin. God doesn't waste opportunities. He wants us to believe something, because if we don't believe something, we'll believe anything. And that anything can kill and steal and destroy us. But that something he wants us to believe is redemption. And that redemption is in Christ. And Isaiah 53 says, who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? Whose report? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And just like going into the promised land, they had to believe something. and you have to report back something. Why does God require faith from us? Because faith is the way God operates. Faith is the way God lives. Faith is the way God, the way he relates to us. The Bible said that it was through faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were made out of things which don't appear. What are we saying? He did it by faith. God created things through faith. Faith is the substance. There's a substance to faith. Faith is not just an idea or an emotion. Faith is real substance. When you get a hold of real Bible faith, I'm talking about Bible faith now, it is real substance. It gets on the inside of you, and it's bigger than you are. It's bigger than your problem. It's bigger than all the things, like the song said a long time ago, bigger than all my problems, bigger than anything. My God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. If something on the inside of you gets bigger than the mountain you see, that's when you cast it into the sea. Glory to God. Not into the CC, but into the sea, the SEA, not in the SEE. So you cast it into the SEA, and you'll begin to SEE something different. When you SEE something in God, in his word, you can cast things into the SEA. You can cast them into the sea. And they'll drown. And they won't bother you anymore. Sometimes, and I'll give you an example of this. There's people in prison that are more free than people on the outside. Because they met the master. And they met someone who's bigger on the inside of them. Than anything they've ever done. God forgave them. God had mercy on them. God redeemed them. God washed them. And suddenly they go, you know what? I'm free. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And there's a guy that owns a business and has all these things, and he's all bound up just like he was in prison. Talks like he's a prisoner. Walks like he's a prisoner. He's got ulcers and can't sleep at night. He doesn't have a good marriage. His kids are running crazy. And this guy's all bound up. And yet he's got the freedom of choice, but he doesn't have the freedom of choice because the enemy has taken over his mind, taken over his heart, taken over his life, and taken over his business. He's taken over everything. And so we have to be careful that we don't get fall into the trap of the evil one and let him take what belongs to us in Christ. Because it belongs to us, not to him. Anyway, so those 12 spies go out to bring back a good report. Caleb and Joshua stilled the people before Moses. You know, it's an interesting thing that while Moses was going up on the mountain getting those 10 commandments, and, you know, all the people were back waiting for Moses, waiting for Moses, waiting for Moses, waiting for Moses. And they said, you know, Moses is, we're waiting so long that he said, I'll tell you what, you know, even Aaron got involved with this, Moses' brother. And he said, I'll tell you what, why don't we just go ahead and get all the gold, put it in a thing, and we'll just see what happens here, because that's what they learned to do in Egypt, you know. And out comes this cow, and they start worshiping the cow. Well, Jesus, you know, Moses left, and the people had a cow. And that's what happens when people get into trouble. They have a cow. And you don't want to have a cow. You want to have faith. But you know, there's the interesting thing about that. You read this in the book of Exodus that, Mr. Joshua, he wasn't having a cow. He was having faith. He's keeping his eye on Jesus. He's keeping his eye on the Father. And he's praying for Moses. He knows Moses is coming back. He's the only one out of a couple million people. He and Caleb and Joshua didn't sit there and worship a cow. They didn't have a cow. They had faith. And so we need to have faith. Glory to God. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of trying circumstances, we need to have faith and trust that the Lord can take possession of this land. Hallelujah. This city, God is God of this city. Look at your city. Look at your surrounding. Look at your circumstances. We're in the land of victory. Now we've got to possess it. We got to take hold of it. God is God of this city. You need to proclaim God is God of your house. God is God of your city. God is God of your street. God is God of your nation. That's right. This is a song by Chris Tomlin, and it's called God of This City. Let's see it with our eyes of faith. Let's declare that God is God over our children. God is God over our circumstances. He's the God of this city in Christ Jesus. Father, take over, have control, and you be the God of our city, our town, our streets, our families. God of this city.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this city. hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this.
God of this city, that's Chris Tomlin. My goodness, he's the God of this city. We're possessing the land of victory. Yeah, victory is a place in Christ. When you get in Christ, you get where the victory is. I live where the victory is. I got the victory living inside of me. You didn't hear yesterday's podcast. You need to listen to that one. It kind of lays a foundation for this one. And I want you to know that there's something in God that's so great and wonderful that he's able to help us and lead us and guide us into a place of victory because it lives on the inside of us. And we were talking about the 12 spies that went out there and God said, let them go possess the land. Go possess it. You got the victory inside of you. Now go get it. David had the victory inside of him. He went after Goliath. He went out there and all the adults were standing there and their knees were knocking together and they're wondering what they're going to do. And they're just grinding their teeth and they're wringing their hands and they're walking and pacing. And oh my gosh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? David looked and said, oh, let's see. I killed a lion. I killed a bear. I said, you know, these guys, this guy's nothing but bread for me. I said, I'll go feed his head to the fowls of the air. Just tell me what to do. What's the guy going to get who does this mighty victory? And David went out there and of course he won the battle. And there's so many situations in God's word where the people had the victory on the inside before they ever fought the battle. And see, the Lord says, the battle's not yours, it's mine. I'm the one who has salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, not of us. And when we just obey God, you say, well, you make it sound so simple. No, well, there is a battle involved, but it's a battle of faith. And once we get into that place of faith, Hebrews 4 talks about this. It's a place of rest in Christ. He, you know, when you're finished from your own work, you rest. Well, guess what? I'm finished. I quit. I'm going to take up the shield of faith and I'm going to work for God and I'm going to do it God's way now. And that's where the rest comes from. I didn't say there wasn't a battle. Sometimes you have to labor to enter into that rest. And that may be a little deep, but it's nonetheless true. And God's there to help us every step of the way. You better believe it. And so God wants us to go possess it. And how do you possess it? Well, you begin to say what God says. You begin to do what God does. Do what Jesus did. He spoke to a fig tree and he said, this is how faith works. No man shall eat fruit of you from this day forward. He said, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He said, have faith in God. He said, truly, if you had faith, you might say to this mountain, whatever that mountain is, we were talking about before, when the promise of God gets bigger on the inside than the mountain gets on the outside, you speak to it and it goes into the sea. It may not happen in 24 hours. Some things take a little while, but it does happen. Don't tell me it doesn't happen because I've seen it happen many, many, many times. And you know, Numbers, or rather Deuteronomy chapter 11, Numbers is that chapter Numbers 13 where, you know, God said, bring me back a report. And 10 spies brought him back an evil report. Can you imagine that? Evil. God calls unbelief evil. God says, if you don't agree with me, that's evil. He said, don't listen to the snake. Don't listen to the serpent. Don't listen to that unbelief. It'll kill you. It'll hurt you. Oh, somebody said, oh, I just have a little unbelief. Well, don't even put up with that. I'd say, how do you cure unbelief? Oh my goodness, you cure unbelief with faith pills. You got to take your faith pills and it cures that unbelief. That unbelief will kill you. It's evil. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 11, God talks about possessing the land. He takes a whole chapter to tell them how to do that. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God. See, it all starts with love. See, God loves you and he wants to love you out of those problems. He wants to love me right out of my unbelief and my problems. Keep charge in his statutes, his judgments, his commandments. And know this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known and which have not seen the chastisements of the Lord. He says, I'm talking to you. He said, you shall keep all the commandments which I command thee this day, that you may be strong. See, keeping the word makes you strong. And you go in and possess the land, possess it, whether you go to occupy it, to possess it. Then you may prolong your days in the land. For the land where you go in to possess is not the land of Egypt. This is not like that. But the land where you go to possess it is a land with hills and valleys and drinks of water and rain of heaven. The land which the Lord your God cares for, the eyes of the Lord are always upon it. From the beginning of your year, even to the end of it. Now you can say, well, that's, he's talking about the promised land. But yeah, but we're in Christ and God's eyes are on Jesus all the time. He's on us as we're in Christ. He said, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods. No, don't do that. He says, lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. And he said that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land, which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. God says, I want your days to be like days of heaven upon the earth. Oh, wow. Isn't that great? But you got to go possess it. You got to possess it with the words of your mouth. You got to possess it with your actions. And turn off the unbelief, turn off the doubt and the fear and all the garbage that this world has to offer. And let's start focusing on days of heaven upon the earth. This is David and Nicole Binion. David and Nicole Binion. Heaven on earth. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want to have in our life. Come on, Father, we thank you. We're going to go possess our life. Possess this land. In the wonderful name of Jesus, rise up. You can do it. You can do it. Let's agree with God and possess the land in the name of Jesus.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. His anointing is empowering. The kingdom of the Lord is within me, and he's calling. Just like heaven on earth.
calling for you to come higher. See everything from a new point of view. Be seated with Jesus in heavenly places. From his perspective, everything is made new. There is lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters, heaven on earth. Come on!
Hey. Lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders.
Turning to Jesus really save your eternal soul? Does a garbage collector make a lousy interior decorator?
Hey, you want to slap that mirror over on that wall over there?
Sure thing.
Ooh, my bad. Hey, just jockey that couch over there by that lampstand.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Can we place that piano over by the stairwell?
Here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Jesus can and will save your eternal soul today. Don't click. Just call on his name and be saved.
Brought to you by Romans 10, 9 and 10. A life assurance company.
This is a public service announcement of Citizens Against Pity Party, Party City.
Something must be done. This has to be stopped.
Pity parties are threatening our cities. Mr. D. Satan must be stopped.
There's only one solution.
Blood of Jesus overcomes self-pity.
We saw the expansion of Pity Party Party City by Mr. D. Satan as a threat to the welfare of our people, and we're taking action, fighting against plans for more Pity Party Party Cities.
Well, if they think they can just skate into our town and triple nuts over our people and the fine outlook on our future because of the blood of Jesus, then I say Pity Party Party City has truly underestimated the weapons of our warfare.
We view the bold attempts of Pity Party Party City's expansion as an out-and-out effort to steal the hope and the vision away from each citizen.
As mayor of this city, we're taking action. We're arming each citizen with the promises of God. We're taking the It Is Time broadcast and sharing it with everyone. We're spreading the news of Team Edify and enlisting our townspeople to rise up and edify one another. We will run Mr. D. Satan out of our town and forbid the expansion of these Pity Party Party Cities. We will be edified by God and not taken over by self-pity.
Yes, you too can take a stand against the expansion of Pity Party Party Cities in your town. Let's edify one another and be pity-free.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by It Is Time Podcast and the good people at Team Edify.
Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times, full of deception, lies, and depression. But we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
The pages said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Well, you're back here just in time. We're going to do some more believing, some more receiving. This is I Believe the Promise. We're in the land of victory, possessing it. Come on, you can possess it with us. It belongs to you in Christ. Come on now. I Believe the Promise, that's Hillsong's, and what a powerful song that is to blend in with our theme here, and that is occupying the land of victory, and we want to go possess it. We're possessing the land of victory, and God sent the 12 spies to go possess the land, or go spy out the land, rather, so that the people could go possess it, and unfortunately, the 10 spies that brought back an evil report could not go possess the land. They were denied entrance. The two that did had the goods to go get it. And you're in the land right now. We need to possess the land. We need to possess our possessions in Jesus.
Jesus has given to us healing and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and strength and power. And he gives us the nine fruits of the Spirit, as well with the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit to be available at the Spirit as the Spirit wills. All these things belong to us in the arsenal of faith. And you believe God and you trust his name. And these things are available to us. And so when we go possess these things, yeah, our eyes of faith see them because we see them in God's word. And it's just like looking at a map. If somebody left you a map where there was something hidden, you go look for it. Why? What's the evidence that there's something hidden? That piece of paper, that map, is the evidence that there's something hidden. Now, obviously, we found a piece of paper in a Bible. A wonderful friend of ours passed away, and we found a map that was written in there with at a location where a box was hidden and had some valuable contents. And so my wife and I got in the car. We found this maybe a couple of years after this person had passed, and we had his Bible, and we didn't realize this was in it. And we went looking for it, and we went to the police department, and we couldn't find the house. Turns out that my son had written that, and it looked just like this person's handwriting. So, we went on a wild goose chase, but the Bible is not a wild goose chase. That's the last will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you read the Word of God, you're not following a vain map. You have evidence that that belongs to you. And when you fight the good fight of faith, that which is in the unseen realm gets pulled into the seen realm. And you begin to possess what belongs to you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And this is a report. They got these occupiers that are going on and occupying cities all over America. And they're fighting a battle that is not of faith. We're fighting a battle that is of faith. So we have a group of people that are doing something different. And so we want to check with Chit. And Chit, what have you got for us?
Hello, Chit Chor is here in the studios of It Is Time with a special report on Occupy San Francisco with our special reporter Larry Lookwhat is live on the scene to give us a first-hand report. Larry, can you tell us what's going on with Occupy San Francisco?
Yeah, Chit, I can tell you that these people are energized, I tell you what, by the Holy Spirit to get out and occupy the land till the Lord returns. There is a man with a megaphone ready to address the energized crowd, and he's standing up now, and he's going to do something and address this crowd. So here we go. He's stepping up right now, and I believe... Yeah, here he goes.
Oh, I want to thank you for coming. My name is Adam Goodsey. I just want to thank you all for being here for Occupy San Francisco. I want to thank God for getting us off of our couches, out of our drugs, out of our TV addiction, and getting us in the Lord's vineyard. Oh, shit. In Luke 19, he said, occupy till I come. So many people want to occupy for political reasons, but we want to occupy for faith and hope and love and get out of the harvest field and love the lost the way the Lord loves us. He forgave us. He was merciful. Let's go out and show the kindness of God. It's time to rise up. It's time to do the work because he loves us so much. It is time!
That's right, it is time. And it's time for us to go into the harvest field and to do that which is right in the sight of the Lord and walk by faith and not by sight and take possession of this land. Amen? This is Steve Paleo. From the album All Nations, we take possession of this land. That's what it's all about in Christ. Come on, let's possess it.
We take possession of this land. We take possession of this land, recovering this generation according to His plan. We take possession of this land.
We're occupying forces. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Every bit of it, it belongs to us in Christ. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We take possession of this land, hallelujah, by holding fast to what God says. If God says something belongs to us, then it belongs to us, and we're holding on to it tight in the name of Jesus. As this scripture came to my mind just as we were listening to this song, and this is Numbers chapter 34, or chapter 33. And he says in verse 31, "Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you pass over Jordan into the land of Canaan," that's the land of victory. Hallelujah. That's the victory land that we're living in right now. He's telling us how to possess it. "Then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you and destroy all their pictures and destroy all their molten images and quite pluck down all their high places, and you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. So part of possessing it is dispossessing what's there. And there's enemies here, and we gotta take up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit and go forth. But there's things that we need to put away and put down, and hallelujah, that's in your own heart and life, you know? That's what you take care of your house, you take care of your life, you take care of your heart, and God will bless you as you do it and put away all those idols. Yeah, that's part of the whole deal, putting away our idols. We don't need them anyway. What do they do for us? They're not doing anything for us. Hey, we got one more song we want to do. This is the land of victory. We're possessing it. We're going in, and we're doing what God calls us to do, and we're going to do it with victory in Jesus. We're in the land of Jesus. Come on. You got to rejoice. You got to sing it out loud. Come on. That's Jesus.
Our Savior came from glory.
Victory in Jesus.
How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
Oh, come on, Bart. This is Bart Marley.
I heard about his groaning of his precious blood.
You got to love it. Come on, let's all sing it together.
I repented of my sins and won the victory.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on.
Oh, victory. Victory in Jesus. Oh. Cleansing.
He plunged me to victory. Beneath the cleansing.
Yeah, that's Victory in Jesus and Bart Miller. What a powerful song. What a truth. We're in the land of victory. We're occupying the land of victory in our homes. Glory to God on our streets, in our schools, in our churches, in our communities. We're taking up our place. We're occupying forces of the victory of Jesus Christ. We're in the land of victory. So glad you joined us. So glad you're taking this to heart. So glad you're acting on the word. And I want to thank you for listening. Get a part. Be a part of what we're doing. Get on Facebook or somewhere. Tell somebody about It Is Time podcast. We'd love to have more people listening and getting involved with Team Edify. We got so much to do and so little time to do it. But God is the King of time. So we're going to redeem it and get on the right side of it. Amen. It's time to keep on shouting the victory. Hey, I better start up my Harley because I'm getting ready to go. Yeah, tell somebody. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Isn't that right? Until next time, don't put anything off. Don't put it off. No, no, no. Why? Because it is time. See you next time.